Thank you so much for joining us on Science Today. We are very much missing all of the headlines. Specialist Kathy Farage, Kelvin Founder from Post Bureau, economic and financial firm, 466 in United States dollars, 1 million for currency sales. And in international news, the center of Donbass, China, currency, Zelensky says, as special forces deployed.
The hottest in news, if you want someone at home.
And now the news in detail. Opposition Socialist Party has removed Kelvin Founder of the duties of mobilization secretary and dropped him from the Politburo with immediate effect. Party President Dr. Fred Mendel says the decision follows careful consideration of recent developments and consultation with other Politburo members. Dr. Mendel said the Socialist Party operates through established internal channels and described Mr. Founder's recent actions as inappropriate. He further revealed that he met with Mr. Founder last night and informed him about a planned briefing on voter registration, but was surprised to see social media reports of him calling for a party convention and declaring his intention to contest the party presidency. He spoke to Huffington News.
After consultations among the members of the Politburo, minus me, five of them, who are 6 members of the Politburo, a decision has been made in line with our constitution to drop me from the Politburo and as secretary mobilization. What we are trying to do is exactly what we did here. They succeeded in doing it here, but they won't succeed in doing it here. No one formula works in all situations. You can't repeat the same strategy over and over and expect it to work all the time. That is the strategy that the UCMD has ever used. We are aware of what the UCMD is doing.
Efforts to get a comment from Mr. Founder proved futile by broadcast time as his phone was switched off. The Economic and Financial Crimes Court sitting in Tijuana has convicted and sentenced 6 people, among them a police officer and a local court justice, for being in possession of forged currency amounting to over 1 million United States dollars. The case, the People vs. TV Dimanche, and 6 others was heard before senior local magistrate Honorable Melinda of the Kikwe Subordinate Court. According to the evidence before court, TV Dimanche, Alex Kivisa, Edwin Nando, David Salimbo, Julius Pendo, and Cedric Expander were jointly charged with one count of being in possession of forged notes, contrary to the penal code of the Law of Zambia. The offense involved were teams acting together in Quito on 1st of September 2023, being found with 10,311 $100 notes, while Alex Kivisa faced an additional charge for possessing a forged 100 such notes. Chief Inspector Eugene Himantu, with 32 years in the Zambia Police Service, and local court justice Julius Pendo of Mufuda, with other 20 years in the judiciary, with over 20 years in the judiciary, were prosecuted by State Advocate Noble Izalo and Senior Public Prosecutor Brenda Kapoko. In delivering judgment, Magistrate Melinda convicted the accused and sentenced them to 6 months imprisonment with hard labor, while one of the accused, Cedric Bandel, a taxi driver who had been hired by the group on the day of their offense, was acquitted due to insufficient evidence. This is according to a statement issued by the National Prosecution Authority. Wakula Council of Chiefs Chairperson Kristi Sinza has expressed disappointment over what he described as the poor performance of opposition members of parliament in the province. The traditional leader said the lawmakers have failed to live up to the expectations of the people who entrusted them with the responsibility of fostering development in their constituency. Kristi Sinza observed that Wakula province has continued to lag behind in various areas of development, attributing the slow progress to the non-performance of some MPs, particularly during the previous administration. However, he acknowledged that there has been a positive shift under the new Dawn government, citing noticeable improvements in the road network and other ongoing development projects across their province.
This could be their ideal position, but I can say for a daily zero in the room, but according to what we have seen, what we have for the next meeting, it's just now this time, when we are just in this now, in the people who are also doing up this work, if we were trying, so when we are just trying for roads, especially in the indicated, at the moment, people are not doing much. They are doing what they are not doing much, because there is nothing what we are doing at the moment. They did nothing. They have done nothing. Which you can point that Professor Bond did this year better. Professor Wood did a job.
The Oil Marketing Companies Association of Zambia has raised concerns over lack of loan facilities and financial support for local small and medium enterprises in the oil sector. In an interview with Africa News, OMSA's president, Dr. Kakula Miranda, has expressed worry that most local banks, including the National and Indo Zambia Bank, do not offer financing platforms specifically designed to support local oil marketing companies. He has emphasized that the establishment of such financial mechanisms would enable local oil marketers to grow and compete fairly with foreign companies operating in the market. Dr. Mwanda has since urged financial institutions to work closely with the government in creating credit facilities tailored to the needs of local oil marketing firms. Says the marketing and advertising sector has recorded significant growth in the country over the years. Jim President Mwabe Fa notes that the sector has evolved from being solely profit-driven to embracing social enterprise initiatives. Mr. Becker says this shift highlights the industry's adaptability and its ability to respond to a changing marketing and advertising landscape. He further observes that the growth of student sectors within the sector is a positive development, describing it as critical for sustaining the profession's future in Zambia. He spoke to Hot FM News.
We have seen quite a lot of significant growth in the industry, and I think more so that there's been a reorientation in terms of changing the focus from being purely focusing on profit-making organizations to even social enterprises as well. So we've seen marketers taking a hold of that. We've also seen marketers also taking center stage in terms of from the policy point of view within the government sectors as well. We've seen some marketers taking up some positions. So we've seen some significant growth in the marketing profession in this country, but I think for me more importantly, we've also seen a very active number of student chapters. For them, that's the high school.
We continue after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit the nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's peak. Terms and conditions apply.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has said the defense of Kosovo is a priority as elite special force were deployed to the embattled town on the eastern front line. Ukrainian army sources told the BBC that special forces for military intelligence and assault groups are being used as regular infantry to protect supply lines to troops holding the town in the Donbas region. They have been doing reports of Russian advances around the separatist town to the west of Donetsk. Ukraine has denied that claims their forces were surrounded. The BBC has made another global claim. the plane overstayed from Britain had arrived in Jamaica, having to land in East Africa with a devastating bit from Hurricane Melissa. Jamaicans were also